It's time for the Phenology Show, and we will cue the music and begin the process. It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. But first, a note. Some of you were listening last week when right in the middle of a promotional piece, I began to mumble. And it was a bit startling for me because I felt fine, but I suddenly couldn't make words come out of my mouth clearly. And I went to the hospital and was examined carefully and completely and given a clean bill of health. But apparently I had a transient ischemic event, which is to say a small clot of blood broke off from somewhere in my body and ended up in that part of my head where I need to form words. And I guess there's not much I can do about it except continue what I am doing, and that is to take a small baby aspirin every day. So I'm fine and glad to be back. The Phenology Show. And what's going on? Well, we talked last week about hearing woodpeckers beginning to drum, and a couple of the kids in one of their reports, I think from Bemidji, talked about one kid heard dueling woodpeckers, and he said that they might be communicating with one another, and in fact, they were. They were talking to one another about whose property this was, and that will be continuing as we move further into March. March will bring a lot of changes. March is the month when the robins return, normally. I mean, 2013, it was in mid-April, but usually it's around the 24th of March for the Grand Rapids area. So I would expect that robins will be heading back north, and we will know that when the kids down in Prairie View Charter School tell us that they've reached Northfield. Beyond that, red-winged blackbirds, grackles, killdeer, bluebirds. Yeah, the whole thing is going to open up. And, of course, the end of March is always the time when the great blue herons return to northern Minnesota. And that is one of the remarkable things about the herons. We'll talk more about them, of course. But you all probably are aware, if you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know that the blue herons seemingly are photoperiod migrators, because it doesn't seem to matter to them whether the spring is harsh and cold or warm and sunny. They come back right around the 1st of April, within 4 or 5 days of the 1st of April. That has been my observation over a long, long period of time. So we will be watching for that too. In the meantime, notes from present day. I mentioned the downy woodpecker. Lots of snow this past week. I was headed towards Bemidji, and I happened to see trumpeter swans on the Mississippi River. I would say any open water, any open rivers in northern Minnesota probably are going to have trumpeter swans on them. If not today, very soon. The trumpeter swans were introduced into Minnesota in the mid-80s and have been expanding their range since, and now encompass, I forget the most recent number, but it seems to me that it was in excess of 10,000 trumpeter swans in Minnesota. Now, I may have that number not exact, but it has been an amazing success. And some of the trumpeter swans are actually starting to migrate down as far as Illinois and Arkansas, but a lot of them don't migrate at all. They simply find some open water in the north country and stay here. So watch for trumpeter swans, big, big white birds. Biggest probably bird you're going to see in northern Minnesota anytime. Some of them have nearly an 8 to 9 foot wingspan. They're a huge, huge bird. Oh, I've been informed there are more than 17,000. So rather than being on the high side, I was on the low side. They are really coming back strong, and that is exciting. So watch for trumpeter swans. Ironwoods still holding on to their leaves. If you're in one of those rich forests where you have, maybe some aspen, some yellow birch, some basswood, You're going to see ironwood. You might even see down below, you might notice a few of the leatherwood, but you're going to have plenty of things to look at. Besides that, the ironwoods are kind of holding on to these sort of orangey brown leaves that are really quite pretty. My trip over to Bemidji on Saturday also showed me that plants all over northern Minnesota are really starting to shine, really starting to become more intense in their color. And I began to wonder if this was something that was actually happening or if it was just a need on my part for signs of spring. And so I worked with a group of scientists from Oak Ridge National Laboratories, and among them are plant physiologists who study this sort of thing. And I put the question to them, that is, am I crazy or are these plants actually becoming more intense? And Eric and Jeff both were kind enough to reply. Eric said, most of these yellow, red-yellow colors, anthocyanins and carotenoids, they are the common hypothesis I've heard is that they act as protection against excess light in the cold weather for young tissues like the new branches in these species. Green plants often have pigments as well. The chlorophyll just masks it. Similar reasons are hypothesized for autumn leaf color, but is difficult to prove conclusively. And then Jeff said, stress such as heat or drought or excess light or cold can lead to upregulation of protective plant pigments such as phenolics or flavonoids or carotenoids. They are useful in lots of different roles, from absorbing light for photosynthesis, attracting pollinators, whole plant signaling, and in context of stress, act as antioxidants, capturing and neutralizing free radicals such as singlet oxygen, which is normal O2, but with lots of extra energy that can react with organic compounds and cause damage. Of course, these are the same pigments you see in the fall when the normally green leaves with the green-colored chlorophyll begins to break down for recycling and translocation of nitrogen for overwinter storage, leaving the yellows, oranges, reds, and other pigments that are not recycled as readily. So, basically, I'm not crazy, and if you are out driving around this morning, you may have a chance to see the beautiful red osier dogwood. Most of the willows have one color or another running from a kind of a coral orange all the way to bright red to purple to deep burgundy red. And the birches are starting to become very, very red. If you look at birches, I know you think white birch bark, but look at the branches, look at the tops of the birch trees, and you'll see these bright red branches. So lots of color out there, and apparently there is a physiological explanation for it. So as I said, I'm not crazy. I just sound crazy. That's the Phenology Show for this week. And assuming they don't put me in an institution between now and next week, I'll be back and we'll talk more about all sorts of fun things about nature.